Welcome to another time of prayer and meditation. Today, we will be praying the Lord's Prayer. However, we will not simply pray the words of the Lord's Prayer the way it's commonly said during a worship service. Instead, we will be using the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples as an outline to our extended time with the Lord. We know that Jesus often distanced himself from his disciples and the crowds to spend lengthy amounts of time in prayer. So, it seems that when his disciples come to him and ask him how they should pray, the pattern of prayer that Jesus gives his disciples is simply that, a pattern. During today's prayer, there will be moments of silence that provide you with an opportunity to praise God, make personal requests, pray for others, confess your sins, ask for protection against temptation, and declare God's greatness. Let's begin. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, we spend a few moments reflecting on how awesome you are. We consider the things that we know about you that completely amaze us. Things from creation, things about your character, things that you have done in our lives or the ways that we have seen you at work. Now, Lord, we declare those things about you and we praise you.
Your breath in our lungs.
Father, may your kingdom come, and may your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we lift up the areas of our lives where we need your help. We consider the things that are difficult for us and the areas of life that overwhelm us. We also pray for the people around us, knowing their needs and concerns. And we simply ask you to be at work in our lives and in their lives. Father, we pray that you would give us this day our daily bread. We pray that you would provide for us the essential needs that we have. And we also ask that you would provide the essential needs for those who truly need them. And Lord, help us to find ways or to discover ways that we can be a part of providing for others around us. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us our debts. We take this time to reflect on the ways that we have dishonored you with our lives. We confess to you the sins that we can't seem to overcome. We confess the seemingly inconsequential sins, and we also confess to you the sins that have great consequences. And we can be honest with you, God, trusting in your grace and your great love for us, we ask you to forgive us. And now, Lord, we pray for our debtors. We pray for those who have sinned against us. We consider those who have hurt us recently, or those who we consider our enemies, or they consider us their enemies. And we take this time to pray for them, asking you to show your mercy to them, and asking you to help us be merciful to them. Lord, we are prone to wander, and so we ask that you would lead us away from temptation and deliver us from the evil one. Lord, as we've reflected on the ways that we have dishonored you, we ask you to give us the power to overcome these sins in the future. We ask for your guidance now to show us the things that we need to do in order to avoid these situations next time. We ask you for strength in these areas of our lives. Finally, Lord, while it was not included in the words that Jesus gave his disciples, we join our voices to the earliest Christians and to the words of 1 Chronicles as they praise you, saying, "Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever." And so we close this time once again, declaring your greatness, thanking you for listening as a father listens to his child. And we ask you to increase our desire to spend time with you like this again. We declare your greatness, Lord, and we praise you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. May it be so. Thank you for joining me for another time of prayer. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.